Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
For our weekend service, we had a number of things that we worked on, and maybe I'll talk about how we approached that. Because once we identified that the weekend service was a key for us, we started to say, are there things in our weekend services that are distracting people from the essence of the message? And I remember as a young pastor, I talked to a gentleman who led a storefront church, and he had about 2 dozen people coming, and I realized pretty quickly that it probably wouldn't grow much bigger, because he said he brought his dog with him to church, and his dog would lay in front of the pulpit, and while he was preaching, the dog would bark and howl. People got used to it because they were there, but a visitor came up to him one time and said, I actually liked the message, but I had a hard time hearing it because the dog was barking. And the pastor proudly said to me, I just said to her, I love my dog, and if it's between you and the dog stays.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was struck by that so much. But the fact is, our churches are filled with barking dogs.
Wow.
Things that we have adopted, we love, we're used to, but they distract people from the essence of what we're all about. And that's what we started to look at as a church. What are some things that are actually working against us, even though we're so used to them?
What did you identify, if you don't mind sharing? What were the barking dogs? Can you think of a couple off the top of your head that you thought, we've gotten so used to this, but it's something that's not necessary?
Yeah, I mean, some of them we just had to look with fresh eyes. Like, we had a sign out front that was broken and falling down. And so people who were in the neighborhood would drive by and they'd see that, and no one would be attracted to want to come to that church. Our parking lot was muddy, so people who came knew to wear old shoes. But if any visitor came, women would break their heels, or guys would end up with, you know, muddy shoes. And so these seem like small things, but collectively, a lot of these things are first impressions of our church. We had our foyer was painted mauve, and back in the middle 80s, and you know, it was that pink, the same color as Pepto-Bismol, which is supposed to keep you from throwing up, but actually it made you throw up. And these things are so easily changeable, but we're used to them. But they get in the way.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.